Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit.
Setting up an OnlyFans account is quick and easy. You can also make a decent amount of money pretty fast. It sounds like a win-win, but what some unknowingly sacrifice in the long run may cost them a lot more. OnlyFans is a London-based content subscription service and was created in 2016. To become a user on the website, fans need to subscribe and pay anywhere from £3.90 to £39 a month for pictures from their favourite creators. OnlyFans takes a 20% cut of all earnings, and subscribers can also pay for private messages and pay-per-view videos. It has more than 24 million registered users and has definitely been a large factor in changing the way many people think and feel about sex work. Although the site is not exclusively for sexual or pornographic content, it has become the most popular kind of content on OnlyFans and what it's known for. OnlyFans is a huge site, and most importantly, it's a business, so it will run as such. A business naturally prioritizes growth and revenue, and at times it may be to the point where morality, ethics, and safety are secondary to meeting those targets. It is estimated the site has an annual turnover of £1.2 billion. Unfortunately, the consequences of this is that the collateral becomes the content creators, who are not protected. In January 2020, Ellie Chains, as she is known on OnlyFans, is a 22-year-old Irish content creator on the site. She received a private message on Instagram from a girl that said, "I think your photos are being used without your consent," and a link attached. When Ellie opened that link, that led her to a page containing various pictures from her OnlyFans account, as well as her real full name, her address, and even some pictures from her Facebook page. Ellie immediately contacted the police to inform them that her personal information was just shared on a porn site, but to her dismay, police told her that there was nothing they could do, as OnlyFans is technically a public website, despite the fact that it is a paid service. The OnlyFans Terms of Service states that creators have full rights and ownership of their content, and that the reselling of their content is illegal. However, OnlyFans also say that they may share the creator's information with third-party companies. Ellie has never found out who shared her pictures and personal information online. I get why OnlyFans is so popular and continues to grow. Most women have been asked to send a nude photo at least once in their lifetime. Now they can actually profit from doing this, so many of these women say it makes them feel empowered. They get some extra money from sending photos and videos to someone that they will never meet. Both parties are satisfied, I guess, and nobody gets hurt, or so it seems. The lack of security on OnlyFans has been an issue that many are becoming growingly concerned of, and rightly so. At the start of 2020, more than 1.6 terabytes of videos and images from OnlyFans were leaked online. This revealed that the site had no control over screenshots and screen recordings, which is very dangerous for sex workers on the site. This puts many at risk, especially as a lot of the creators keep their OnlyFans a secret from those in their personal lives. There are already clear examples that the platform has become a playground for stalkers to harass women. Kaya Corbridge from Lancashire was a student at the time of making an OnlyFans account. She ended up dropping out of uni when she started making over £30,000 a month virtually overnight. The 24-year-old told the Sun newspaper, "Since being on OnlyFans, I have been stalked and had many death threats." In her interview, she spoke about a subscriber that sent her a picture of a shovel stating that he would be burying her with it and that all workers like her deserve to die. Another subscriber turned psycho, sent her a picture of the house that she was living in at the time. She had no idea how the man found it. Kaya also had a stalker for 18 months that constantly made fake accounts to contact her family and friends. The stalker also harassed Kaya online every single day and tried to get in touch with people from Kaya's hometown to find out more info on where her family lived, hoping to do God knows what. Stephanie Palomares, a 28-year-old from Las Vegas who is well known on OnlyFans and very successful, admitted that since joining the site, she has had to call the police to her house several times. Stalkers are a problem on the site, often creating a very unhealthy attachment to the content creator. The subscriber can almost feel like they have a real relationship with the creator, as they can be sent personal videos, pictures, and voice notes for a set price, of course. Rachel Borman Brown, a solicitor who works for the National Stalking Advocacy Service, stated that women are regularly stalked and murdered by men, and sites like this can facilitate stalking in a way that wasn't possible a few years ago. And guys, let's add the fact that some of these stalkers are potential stalkers that have a skewed sense of reality and are also responsible for many of the women on OnlyFans making a lot of money on the site. And this is a very strange line that we are standing on. Because of the way OnlyFans is set up, there will always be entitled individuals that feel they have a right to invade boundaries and personal privacy because they have paid for a service. It's really weird because it's almost as if they don't differentiate between a paid service and actual affection. And it brings to light the mental state of just some of the people that pay for OnlyFans content. During the first lockdown from March of 2020, the UK's Revenge Porn Helpline received hundreds of complaints from OnlyFans users about their content being shared without their consent. Stalkers are not the only worries, but also criminals who look for the next opportunity to capitalise on a flawed system. It is estimated that around 3 million photos and 750 hours of video have been leaked from the site in 2020 alone. A big scam that many fraudsters have caught onto is setting up a fake account with content stolen from OnlyFans creators to make money off. One guy made about £6,107 in the space of just a few days by doing this, so it's become quite the lucrative scheme. Even as we are in the midst of a pandemic, that hasn't stopped the momentum of the site's growth as it only continues in its popularity. Sex workers, now unable to work during these times, have turned to the digital platform to generate income. Unsurprisingly, this has also attracted many everyday people to make an OnlyFans account, hoping to make some quick cash as unemployment continues to rise more than ever before. Most of the world are in lockdowns and many are essentially in quarantines, so there are more individuals that are paying to view OnlyFans content from the confines of their home. Many young Venezuelans have now flocked to OnlyFans to survive the country's crippling economic crisis that has been ongoing but has only gone worse this past year. 20-year-old Valerie Lopez told a local newspaper that she was desperate to leave the country after its corrupt socialist rulers drove it to the brink of collapse. But since she has joined OnlyFans, she makes up to $1,000 per month, posting adult content to her followers. Venezuela's economic crisis is dire, to the point that people have to take wheelbarrows of cash to the supermarket to even buy an onion because their money is worth nothing. So Valerie being able to make $1,000 online every month is very huge. Her channel has more than 50 subscribers and they each pay about $10 a month. That $10 is currently around 6 times the minimum salary in Venezuela. The sad reality is some people do get hurt and it's not the people paying for the content. A lot of the women that have become very successful from OnlyFans have said the money wasn't really worth the price they had to pay for their safety, as they did not realise just how unhinged people can be. This is the biggest con of OnlyFans. Your safety is not guaranteed and your subscribers that put money in your pocket are a potential danger to you. It's not like sex work in brothels, for example, where there are other sex workers that may look out for each other. as well as physical security being present in some of these establishments because of the potential dangers. OnlyFans may be even scarier because you don't even know who's behind the screen that's watching you whenever you post, or who is asking for personal content. It could be someone that's already unstable. It's also putting yourself out there on the World Wide Web, which puts these creators in a vulnerable position as many of them have their content swiped and then it shows up on porn sites without them knowing, or on the dark web for sale. Essentially, nothing is ever deleted online. OnlyFans attracts people of all ages, but there is an increasing surge in the number of young content creators. And according to the website, as long as you are 18 and above, you can qualify as a creator on there. But of course, it's been coming to light that many underage girls are selling content on the OnlyFans website, which in turn is attracting paedophiles onto the platform. A 17-year-old told the Women's Support Project, a UK-based non-profit, that she had been making £15,000 to £20,000 every month on OnlyFans since the age of 16. Andy Burrows, who is head of child safety at the NSPCC, also spoke up in relation to this and said that we need urgently to protect our kids online. But like I said, a business will behave as a business does, and not surprisingly, OnlyFans figures skyrocketed during lockdown. In April 2020, it gained around 150,000 new users every 24 hours, and it now has 50 million users. I don't think OnlyFans is going to take any of these risks seriously until someone is unfortunately killed. Most big companies ignore things until they can no longer ignore it. So basically when things really fuck up. There are hundreds of stories online literally showing businesses not making changes until a situation is fatal or worse. Either that, or until someone really famous or powerful has an issue on there and publicly shames them too. Because big companies don't listen to the small guys that help make them big. They usually change up based on what a celebrity or public figure says because of their influence and reach. And that's just another sad fact of reality. I don't think there's anything wrong with people making money from their own photos and videos because both parties are consenting, but it is super glamorized and many dark things are happening behind the scenes. It seems to put people more at risk when all they wanted to do was make some money. Honza Savenka from the law firm McAllister Olivarius, who specializes in OnlyFans cases, also told the Sun newspaper, the repercussions of appearing on the website could last a lifetime. Trying to get all the videos removed is like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole. The truth is, some people who appear on the site could end up looking over their shoulder for the rest of their life. If you enjoy listening to The Strange, Morbid, and Curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, guys. For real.